This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court has now declined to block a vaccine requirement for this U.S. state of Maine healthcare workers. Justice Stephen Breyer rejected that emergency appeal Tuesday, but left the door open to try again as the clock ticks on Maine's mandate. The state will begin enforcing its October 29th mandate. Workers who do not comply actually risk losing their jobs altogether. It was the first time the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in on a statewide vaccine mandate. The court previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. Federal regulators are now expected to authorize the mixing and matching of COVID-19 booster doses this week in an effort to provide flexibility as the campaign for extra shots expands. The upcoming announcement by the Food and Drug Administration is likely to come along with authorization for boosters of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots and follows a okay for third dose for the Pfizer vaccine for many Americans last month. The move was previewed Tuesday by a U.S. health official familiar with the matter who was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. The FDA was expected to say using the same brand for a booster was still preferable, especially for the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Federal agents have been carrying out law enforcement activity at a Washington mansion in New York City townhouse tied to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Officials would not provide any additional information about the circumstances surrounding the presence or information about potential investigations involving Deripaska. A spokesperson told reporters.